Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Once you get older, kids, your memory tends to go away. However, the moment I read Her Eyes on the Stars, Maria Mitchell, Astronomer, there was something familiar about the book. I read the book, and I was like, hey, it's a very great story, but it feels like I've seen this before and I don't know where. Oh, I know what it was, but check out this book first. The story is amazing. Maria Mitchell was basically back in the day, pre-internet. She was just a woman who looked up at the stars and was curious. Self-educated, great story, very empowering. Man, this is STEM magic gold dust. It's beautiful. A book like this should be in every elementary school in the world. However, when I saw Her Eyes on the Stars, something was just off. The font in the book was plain. It wasn't interesting. The illustrations didn't seem to match the magic of the story that I once knew. Because I knew the story, I said, well, this does not jive with what I remember. Then I remembered, oh, back in 2020, a scant couple of years ago, another book came out that was called What Miss Mitchell Saw. And that book, wow, that book was the stuff of dreams. It was from Haley Barrett with illustrations by Diana Sudgya. That book was awesome. That illustrated the wonder and the magic of STEM and what Maria Mitchell must have seen and thought and experienced when she was looking up at the stars. And everybody was trying to keep her down, but she was like, no, I want to see and discover the blackness. And that comet, what is that thing? It inspires the curiosity, but Her Eyes on the Stars is good, but I equate it to, pizza. But What Miss Mitchell Saw, that's the kind of pizza that makes you drive that extra 20 miles to go to that favorite pizza place that's not close by, but it's your favorite. And you know, if you go there, it's going to be well worth it. So, if you see Her Eyes on the Stars, check it out. If you don't, and you want to read a great STEM story about discovering and just empowerment and curiosity, then you want to check out What Miss Mitchell Saw. Check that out first, and if you happen to see Her Eyes on the Stars, give it a look too.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.